At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Comeback Stories is a production of Inflection Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Comeback Stories. I'm one of your co-hosts, Darren Waller. I'm excited to be here with you guys for another episode, along with my brother, my friend, Mr. Donnie Starkins. Donnie, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I look forward to these days that we get to connect and drop in, and today it's just going to be me and you, which I really value and appreciate these episodes where we actually don't have a guest on.
No doubt, man. The flow is incredible. And I don't know about you, but I find myself at this time wondering like where all the time has gone from this year. We're already approaching Thanksgiving, which is coming up this week. And it's like a great time, I know, for me to especially kind of slow down and start to reflect, start to look back on all the things I label as good, things I label as bad, things that are indifferent, and really just be like, man, like it feels like every year time is going by faster and faster, just accelerates the more that I get older. And that brings us to the topic that we want to discuss with you guys today, which is gratitude, which is a word you hear come out of our mouths a lot, mainly because it's a practice that we're still continuing to unfold in our own personal lives, and knowing just how important it is. Like, the day of Thanksgiving, the idea of Thanksgiving is a beautiful thing. You know, people coming together, spending that time with your family, your friends that you may not get to see as much, and cherishing that time, cherishing that connection. But at the same time, I feel like we want to unpack today is how do we carry that vibe and that energy of Thanksgiving that we love and we appreciate? How do we bring that into our daily lives? How do we bring that into the moment to moment flow of our existence? And that's what we want to unpack with you guys here today.
Man, I can't believe you started with that about time flying. And I feel so connected to you, even though you're on opposite side of the country and probably there's been more time elapsed where I haven't seen you. But just you saying that, I've been trying to explain that to people. Like, does anybody else notice? I know time flies and people say it, but something right now, like this year of all years, and it's not like anything really crazy happened, but there's something very interesting happening. So I've been saying that to people, and for you to start it off like that is, if time is going that quick, which it is going quick, and technology makes things go quicker, that we have to take time to stop and pause. And yes, Thanksgiving is many things. But I think it's a beautiful opportunity to take a step back and really gain some perspective for the things that we are grateful for today.
No doubt, man. Because for me, especially, I know that there's times where I can fall into a little bit of like an autopilot mode and I'm just grinding and I'm just hustling and I'm just trying to get things done, keeping a schedule full. And it's like, at what point do we hustle ourselves to death? You know what I'm saying? Grind ourselves to this space to where our spiritual life gets boxed out, or just our emotional intelligence and the feel that we have for what's going on in our daily lives can start to fade. And it's like, man, I don't even know what's really going on. I'm just being swept with the current. And I felt like that a lot. I felt like that a little bit recently, definitely in spurts over the course of the year, over the course of my whole life, man. And it's, I know that that's not what I want to do, but how quickly I can forget when I'm doing things and get lost into that performance mode a little bit, that, hey man, like the things that I should be most grateful for, don't want to shoot myself to death, but things that I should be taking into account, my health, my support system, you know what I'm saying? Even the discomfort and the uncomfortable moments of my life, I don't view them through the lens that is most proper and most beneficial for me a lot of times. But that's just me being human. You know, I need to be reeled back in, brought back into my center, because there's no way I'm going to be perfect at this. And I hope anybody listening knows that I ain't going to hold you to being perfect. Donnie isn't either. We're just trying to figure this thing out.
Yeah. And I think that's why we've been inspired to maybe at least during the holiday season, hit it with you guys, with maybe just us too, especially because we understand in the world of addiction, alcoholism and mental health, that by the time that you listen to this podcast episode from Thanksgiving till after New Year's is when we see, the world sees the spike, the big spike in addiction and mental health and alcoholism. So I remember these days, these using days, and how scary and how having to deal with family and the triggers and all of that stuff. So we want you to know that we're here with you. And again, this is just us continuing to fulfill a mission of reaching as many people as possible to remind them that you're not alone. And I know a lot of people are going to feel alone during the holidays, but we're here to tell you that you're not alone. And I know that saying can sound cliche, but it's a story that you're telling yourself. And when we weave in practices like gratitude, because there's going to be times in life where you're feeling stuck, like you really don't feel like you're moving forward, like everything isn't working out the way that you expected. And it's at these times where we actually lose perspective. And it's at these times during Thanksgiving and the holidays, and we're seeing everybody else's Instagram post about how good of a time they're having, which, I mean, let's be real, like, family time during the holidays can be very challenging for many, and it always isn't what you think it is. And for a lot of people struggle. There's a lot of pain during this time. So you can tell that I'm super fired up about this because I remember how it was. And we want you to know that, you know, you're not alone and you can't do this alone.
Amen. We are with you guys. We've been with you guys from the jump. We didn't start this show, this platform, to tell you guys or to educate you guys or to, you know, let you know what's what. We started this show because we are one of you. We have our struggles. I got struggles. Like, I'm not immune, nor will I ever be. And we just want to know we with you guys. And, you know, I know that maybe some people listening thinking about a gratitude practice, kind of like me, like I was intimidated by it. You know, I can't tell you, I've done a lot of gratitude lists in the last 6 years since my life has kind of taken a little bit of a different course. But even still, in the midst of that, I can find myself kind of in the midst of my day, maybe like grumbling, like maybe not vocally and out loud, but silently kind of complaining about things, or using sarcasm to kind of cut down people or the situation that I'm in because I don't like it. And basically saying I lose track of the gratitude practice that I've been cultivating. So it starts with one, like not expecting perfection from yourself and knowing that this is a practice that's going to continue to unfold over time. But I feel like it's proper for us right now to break down, like, okay, like I want a gratitude practice. Like, what does that look like? Like, what are the thoughts? Like, what can I ask myself? How can I check in? And I feel like one way to start is, like, even if you haven't had an amazing life or your comeback story feels like it hasn't happened yet, we can start with, like, hey, like, what's one good thing that's happened to me this week? What's one good thing that's happened for you? Like, because there's no way you can sit here and tell me that there's not one good thing that's happened this week if you don't sit down and analyze your life, reflect on one thing. Like, if it's you only all that you just woke up today, then that may be all it is, but there's at least one good thing, and that we can start there. Like, if that's all our gratitude practice is, hey, I check in at the end of the week and find one thing, let's go. Like, we're doing this thing, we're getting started and we're rolling. So don't feel like it's got to be this magnificent journaling episode, or, you know, every single part of your day, you're just smelling every single rose and, you know, feeling like you got to have it all together. No, like, let's just find a place to start and roll from there.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's just good for anybody listening that says, well, because gratitude is kind of like this, it's another one of those kind of cliche things, maybe often a term that's overused sometimes, maybe rarely or not as often embodied, like we're talking about it and people are sharing it. But the reason why, I mean, the big reason, the science behind it is because it helps us overcome all these hardwired negativity bias, which back in the day, it was in the caveman days when, you know, we had to look for the saber-toothed tiger we had to be on the lookout for something to go wrong or else we would die. I mean, that's just how it was. And so this negativity bias is hardwired. And it's funny because remember we had Michael Gervais on the show and he was talking about today's modern tooth saber-toothed tigers caring what other people think. And I was like, wow, that's so powerful. But going back to understanding why we do this, we are conditioned to just look for the things that are going wrong. It's just how it is. So when we accept that and we understand that there's not something wrong with us, it's just like deep, deep, many, many years and generations of conditioning. That's why we practice. And Darren, you know, when we would do our coaching sessions, we would always start with like, what's going well? And the reason we talk about what's going well is because we're so used to talking about what's not going well. And when we talk about what's not going well, well, it has us feeling demotivated and uninspired. But when we talk about what's going well first, that's kind of what has us feeling good. It's like, you know, the reason we practice gratitude is because where our attention goes, energy flows. And if we focus on the good, like, guess what happens? More good happens in our lives. If you wake up in the morning and you turn on the news, and that's the beginning of your practice and the foundation of your day, I mean, that's a fear-ridden, shaky, shaky foundation. You wake up in the morning, take a few deep breaths, write, or at least maybe just think of a few things you're grateful for. As you advance the practice, you can actually cultivate the feeling of gratitude, like feeling it in your bones, feeling it in your body. That's how you really start to gain a practice that doesn't feel monotonous. Because, I mean, Darren, we've done this. You've written plenty of times, and it's like, oh, I'm writing the same shit every day. And that's right. Like our mind, the chatter, the, you know, the little self-sabotage voice that's chirping up. But it's more about just practicing and doing it. Again, because especially if you said you're going to do it, because we talk about this all the time, about keeping the promises you make to yourself. So it's big in many ways, and it's just a beautiful practice, and that's why we're talking about it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Man, it's so well said. My wife and I, we had about an hour plus car ride last night, and she put on this audiobook that somebody sent her. It's called Peaks and Valleys. If you haven't checked that out, Comeback Stories family, go check that out. But essentially, like in the first couple chapters, you know, it's a fictional story, and it's this man that's up on this peak, an old man that's up on this peak, and a young man kind of gets to this peak, and as opposed to his perspective being like, yes, I made it up here to this peak, he says like damn it, I missed it. Like, he missed the sunset because it was later in the day, and the old man's like, you know, you made it to a place that you've always wanted to come, yet the only thing that you could focus on was what you're missing out on. And he basically says the peaks and the valleys of your life aren't destinations, but the peaks are when you're most grounded and in tune with gratitude, and the valleys are when you're caught up in the longing for what's not there. And that just, I'm riding the car, I'm just like ad-libbing to it as the story is kind of unfolding, and only a couple chapters in, but I feel like that's such a great way to put it. Like, where a lot of us think that we're going to be grateful when we get to a certain place or a certain thing happens in our life or we get a certain achievement, as opposed to just being grateful for what's around us currently, and how we're just setting ourselves up for loneliness, you know, depression, when we're longing for things that we don't have. And it's just like, what a powerful perspective, right? Like, nobody teaches us these things, no. You know? Like, I'm 31 and I'm still trying to get a grip on that. Like, I know it's the truth, but it's still like, I still want to go the other direction, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm just like, as you're walking through telling that story and giving us the vision of you driving with Kelsey, I'm so grateful for the podcast, because the podcast is where you guys connected, and who knew that, you know, less than a couple of years later that you'd be talking about what you're talking about. And it makes me so happy that the things you're listening to and the content that you're taking in and the conversations that you're having with your partner is like everything. Like, what a gift that you found a partner, dude. She's the best. I was listening to her, I was watching her Instagram today, her stories, and she started to get serious about like having negative beliefs about something. And I was like, whoa, she's going to go like political on this or something. And I didn't think she would do that. And then she turned to your cat, dude. I think she's fallen in love with your cat.
Yeah. Nah, man. It's a match made in heaven, man. They're definitely drawn to each other. It's pretty cool to see. But yeah, bro, it's like, you know, it is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to be in the place that we are. You know, to talk about reflecting on this year, the transition is challenging, you know, and we're two, you know, pretty strong-willed, strong-minded people, and we want to focus on, like, you know, not necessarily what the situation is, but how we can make the most of a situation, with as far as, like, the transition and moving out here and being away from each other. But, you know, there's, like, a study out there that the top three most stressful things are, you know, changing your environment, moving, changing your job, and like relational change. And it's the top three things on the list that would stress you out the most. We got, you know, combined a sandwich, you know, of all three, and dealing with all of the emotions that come with that. You know, there's been, you know, plenty of moments I look back on that are victory, and moments where it's just like, man, we just gotta find a way through this. But I'm grateful that we have, and that we still are, man. It's just, it's crazy. And I hope people can take away from that, you know, it's not necessarily what's happening to you or happening around you that has to be the defining factor in your perspective or your gratitude or where you may feel like your life is heading. If anything, like, I'm grateful for the adversity because, like, I have no evidence to not be grateful for it, even though in my daily life, you can catch me. If you had the audio to my mind, I'd be like, man, like, but I have no evidence to not feel like my life is going to continue to get better because that's all it's ever done. Like, even from the place of overdose, even from, you know, places of loneliness and feeling like there was no purpose in my life, like, there is clear cut evidence that my life, it continues to get better, but you can lose, you still lose track, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you hit, I would call that the trifecta. That's like the ultimate trifecta of what you got thrown at you as far as adversity. Right. And, right. I've told you this before and you know, this truth of God will never give you more than you can handle. And when it comes to the NFL and everything that you've faced and continue to face as far as adversity, like, I will remind you, and this is, I believe to be a fact, that you have more tools than 100%, 99.9% of the league. So you can deal with this. You can deal with the adversity and the shit that's going on this year that, I mean, it's not what we envision, and it's, I have evidence that I feel like your gratitude practice from 4 or 5 years ago is the reason why you can have the perspective that you have today. So it's like, you know, you kind of plant seeds, and then when shit hits the fan, that you can dig deep for that perspective. I don't think you can just, you know, start a gratitude practice the day before and something bad happened and you're going to be able to just see the good in it. It's a practice. And I think that's what sets us up for all the curveballs and the adversity that life throws us. And we can always choose to see the good.
Mm. Facts. And, you know, for those of you that, you know, are maybe struggling with, okay, like, what's something good that's happened this week for my gratitude practice? Okay. Like, I feel you on that. There's been weeks where I'm like, you know, I feel like I can't get out of my own way. You know, things just not bouncing my way. But, you know, we could also shift to, you know, who am I grateful for? Mm. Like, people wise, like, who's helped me become the person I am today? You know, who's somebody that, even though I've made a lot of mistakes, even though I may have fallen on my face, they're always there to help pick me up. They're always there to comfort me and speak encouragement into my life. Like, find something or someone, because there's no way that we're doing life without the people around us. Like, I'm grateful for the people in my life, like my wife, like you, Donnie, like my friends, that especially because you guys challenge me when I'm isolating, or, you know, I'm not staying connected, or I'm trying to withdraw in fear or anxiety, or something about the future is stressing me out. Like, you guys challenge me to stay connected and make sure I'm talking about things and make sure that, you know, I'm being myself and I'm smiling and I'm laughing and I'm just like getting all these things off my chest instead of holding them in. So, like I said, like, there's no way that everything, there's not one good thing that's happening in your week or in your day. And at the same time, there's no way that you can't scan your life, your existence at any point and not find somebody that you could be grateful for whatever it was they did for you, or them just being there, their overall presence. Like, there's somebody there. And we just challenge you to sit with it, however long it takes for you to arrive to that point where you start to feel that gratitude for those people flow in. We're here with you, and however long it takes is however long it takes. But I'm telling you, there's somebody out there.
Yeah. And if there's not somebody, and I think Darren and I will go toe to toe with anybody that would argue that they have nothing to be grateful for. Cause if you don't have anybody and you're isolated, then you have something there that's keeping you isolated. So you can be grateful for that something that's keeping you isolated. So it's just like, it's proof that it's perspective and a mindset, just like everything. And, you know, Darren and I talk a lot about controlling the controllables. And one of the things we do have control over is our attitude and our perspective. And so, you know, if you don't like what you're seeing, sometimes you have to change the way, you have to change where you stand, or you have to shift, or you have to maybe do some work so that the lens that you're looking through, I've looked through people through lenses of resentment and judgment, and, you know, had different exercises that I've gone through where that's been lifted. And then I can like see that person for who they are today and not something they did or something they said a year ago. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man, this is so powerful. I had a good question I wanted to ask you that kind of weaves back into the podcast as far as like childhood stuff, like on a lighter note, what for you, like what aspects of your childhood or like your neighborhood were you most grateful for, or are you most grateful for?
Oh man. I go back to playing in a cul-de-sac. There was this, there was a cul-de-sac, in my neighborhood, like two houses down, at the bottom of this hill. And man, we played every sport known to man. Like, you know, parents would kick you out the door and lock the door, 'cause they'd go play outside. And, I don't know, my boy Wade Marcy, his brother Reed, my boy Dalton Kendall, like we were the main four in that cul-de-sac. I don't know if they watching it, but shout out to y'all. Yeah, I mean, every sport known to man, we were out there just ripping and running, just trying things. Like, we don't know what we're doing. We're doing wrestling moves. We were diehard wrestling fans. But I look back to my childhood, and I was free in those moments. Like, there was a lot of times in my childhood, like, even at that age, like, when I would go to school, I'd be, like, anxious trying to figure out where I fit in. Like, I talk about from the very first episode of this show, like, how my childhood was very confusing, like and just alienating. I didn't know where I fit in. But in that cul-de-sac, man, I felt like I could do anything I wanted to do, be anybody I wanted to be, and just hang out with these guys, man. And, you know, that's a feeling I look back on in my life, and I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, where has that gone? In the midst of all my doing, in the midst of all my accomplishing, how often am I connecting and feeling about what I'm doing right now? How often do I feel the way I felt like when I was in that cul-de-sac? You know what I'm saying? So that's something that pops out in my head immediately. What about you though?
Man, mine's the same answer, but just hearing yours, it sounds like that cul-de-sac, you felt safe. You felt safe and free, right? And that's when you were able to just be you and be that authentic version of you that was enough no matter what your skin tone was. But mine was the same. I grew up and I lived in a cul-de-sac, and in our backyard, the complex, like the housing complex we lived in, there was all these like green belts. So the backyards, there was a backyard, but then there was green belts, and my backyard was like this perfect, almost like a baseball field, to the other people's backyards. There was this green belt and big trees, and the big tree was called the Green Monster. So like we were out there every single day, baseball or football, you know, before school, after school, it was nonstop. And to me, that was like everything, to be able to play outside every single day. I mean, I don't know. I was living in Arizona most of my life. I live in California now. I see so many more kids outside here, but I think it's mainly because of the ocean and they're on their e-bikes and they're surfing. But in a lot of places, like kids aren't doing that anymore. And it's very scary to know what that long-term effect could be, because we're talking about the most powerful moments of our lives that happened when we were out there. And so I don't know what they're doing now, but I have to guess it has to do with the screen and playing some games or being on technology. And that's scary.
Shoot, man. I was just having a conversation about that with somebody the other day. But yeah, man, it's just like, yeah, like we were talking about, instead of us being outside in the park playing, like dudes and kids will be on like 2K playing My Park, like with an avatar, or like on Fortnite, like they'll hang out on the game as opposed to like going outside and hanging out, you know. And it's just like, what hanging out when we were a kid out there in those cul-de-sacs and those environments, like, and we would do anything, try anything. Like, I feel like that was just like hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, what couldn't we do? Who couldn't we be? And I feel like, you know, the engine for hope is gratitude. Cause it's like, why would I hope for something better in the future down the road if I can't find that feeling exactly where I'm at? Like, cause this is the only place I could be. This is the only moment I've been promised. If I'm not cultivating the habit of, you know, the that joy and that feeling, that contentment of just running with a pack of just wild kids, man, like feeling that, like in that moment and embracing it for what it is. How could I possibly do that at a further moment if I haven't created the groundedness and the rootedness to be able to practice that right here, right now? And I feel like such a lost art, man. Because I'm guilty of it too at times.
Yeah, but it's so deep what you're saying, because the gratitude is the train, right? It's what keeps it going. But I think hope, we have that hope when we're young because we are free and like maybe some shit has happened to us, but we're not really aware of it yet. Like the subconscious stuff, but like we haven't been hurt. Our hearts haven't been broken. Like none of that has happened. So we start to lose hope as the world throws us curveballs and people, you know, do hurtful things to us and things happen. And I think that's where we start to lose hope and lose perspective. So the only way to find that hope is to direct your thinking and your energy towards something positive. So it's always going to come back to gratitude. And, you know, if you resist it, you would have to look at like, what's the resistance? Like, where is that resistance coming from? And just get super clear on it. I mean, the science shows why this works. And this is why we're talking about it. And I think, gosh, I can think of so many opportunities, just like little stuff. Like last week, you know, had issues with my car, right? Car battery dies. But it's like, what are you going to do? I have a car. Like, at least I have a car. And I know that, like, hey, it's at least I have a car to have a battery that died in, right? And I know that sounds nice and all, but that's really what I thought. And so it proves to me that this shit works, you know?
Thanks.
What's a really hard lesson that you, in your whole life, that happened, like a hard lesson that you're grateful that you learned?
Oh, that's such a great question. I mean, I got to go back to, you know, just my story and with my addiction and how everything culminated as far as that's concerned. And the lesson in that, the lesson in overdosing, the lesson in crashing and burning in the way that I thought was the route to peace or to fulfillment in my life. I had to learn that there is no world that exists where numbing out the negative emotions, the negative experiences, and trying to only experience positive ones is going to give me the balance that I need to live a wholesome life, a life that I can look in the mirror and be like, this is it. Like right here in this moment, this is it. And my story had to unfold the way that it did in order for me to be able to see a different path, which is, oh, I have to feel everything. I have to feel the doubt. I have to feel the fear. I have to feel the disappointment. I have to feel the anger. Like there's no way I can just stuff these things aside and think like, oh, okay, the only thing that's left is happy. The only thing that's left is, you know, just bunnies and rainbows, you know what I'm saying? Like positive things. That's not the case, because the balance of everything, the dichotomy of everything is thrown off. Because if this is good, like how do I know this is good? How do I know this is what I'm seeking after? How do I know that this is something that is what my heart and my soul are truly longing for? If I don't know what's not, what I'm not really longing for, that I'm trying to mask behind or that I'm trying to pursue just to get relief as opposed to getting freedom. So I would say, you know, we talk about our stories a bunch on here. We harp on it because there's still so much meaning that we can take from those experiences. Like I can now, like just you asking that question sparked that in me. And I'm like, wow, like I haven't even thought of it until the words started coming out of my mouth. Like that's a hard lesson that I had to learn that is really serving me more than anything else may be serving me in my life today.
Yeah, you're explaining like the duality of things. And I think for me, that answer goes, my answer to the question of the hard lesson that I'm grateful that I learned was the lesson of selfishness and self-centeredness and doing my four-step And I remember just like looking at this four step in this inventory, and it just screamed selfishness. It's if for those of you that don't know, it's a, just doing an inventory and basically looking at your character defects, and it screamed selfishness and self-centeredness. So the lesson that I have been given for my life because of the gift of recovery and the gift of desperation and being so selfish, all of these decisions that I made that led to a self-destruction that was also an overdose, but I still wasn't done, right? And it was all about me. And so the gift is we've been given the antidote to that, and that's service. And so, you know, selfishly, it's the greatest gift ever because it keeps us out of our own way. I mean, Darren and I talking to you right now, yes, we are being of service, but you have to understand how much we're benefiting off this also. So it like, right. It fills both parties, and that's like, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And that's our work here is just to figure out like, you know, what our natural gifts and talents are, what are the passions and the things that we believe in and stand for and the causes, and then how can we share those gifts, be it our time, our finances, our love, our creative, it doesn't matter.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text Snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com. Where America goes to hire.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Facts, man. It's like, I feel like what you just said is a great angle towards gratitude. It's a simple one. It's like, you know, if I'm not feeling that gratitude, if I'm struggling for places to find it, is it maybe because all I'm focused on is me? Is it maybe because all I'm focused on is the thoughts that are spinning in my head, why things aren't going my way, why I'm not where I should be at this very moment? Like, why am I? What about me? What about this? You know, and I ask that because I can be there, and I need to be reminded even still to this day that go out and help somebody, go out and meet a need for somebody, go out and do something for somebody, and expect nothing in return, and see how you feel after that. That's gratitude. I'm telling you, like, as a human being, the way that we're wired, no matter how much pain, hate, any emotion may be in your heart, you go out there and do something for somebody and expect nothing in return, and watch them light up, watch them be grateful, and tell me that's not going to stir something up on the inside of you. I refuse to believe anything other than that.
Yeah, and it, you know, it ties back to when we started to be of service in my first service commitment was setting up the chairs and making coffee for a 7 a.m. meeting, a men's meeting on Saturday mornings. And once my sponsor asked me to say yes to that service commitment that next Saturday for the first time in, I don't know, since the last time I played a day of baseball, I felt a sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. And all I was doing was setting up chairs and making coffee, but I did that for a year and I did it with my sponsor, and my sponsor has 30 plus years sober. And he had kind of strayed away. He was good, but it even brought him back in to connect to the program and to connect to us. So I'll never forget those lessons early on and the feeling of contribution that I had when I, you know, because it didn't feel like I was really doing anything but taking and causing big messes, all, you know, anywhere I would step foot.
Man, yeah. And it's like, I feel like that right there, somebody can take a bit of hope from that right there. Like, people think that in order for them to contribute to a situation, to an environment, to a workplace, they have to do something miraculous. Like, they got to do something that nobody's ever seen before in order to feel grateful, in order to feel like they're appreciated, when all you really got to do is meet the situation at hand. If it's a small thing, if it's picking up somebody's plate, if it's offering to throw something away for somebody, to grab something for somebody, hey, I see you're swamped with what you got going. Is there any way I can help take some off your plate, help your experience better? Like, it doesn't have to be a major thing. Like, you can provide value. You are valuable by doing the small everyday things that you do. Like, take that, chew on that, take that everywhere that you go, because it's the truth. We don't have to have a certain number of followers. We don't have to have our resume. We don't have to be popping, like, you know, A-list. Like, those things don't matter in the grand scheme of things. Like, at the end of the day, on your life, you'll be able to look back on what mattered the most and what it was. Man, was I available to people? Did I leave this world a better place than where I found it? And that doesn't take miraculous things or miraculous works. It just takes the little thing, the next right thing, the next thing that you feel in your heart that you should be doing and be connected to.
So good, man. Yeah, it's, I think we're going to not provide a lot of these questions to you on the audio and the video if you're listening, but we will make sure that we get you in the show notes a link to these questions. I think this is a great time during Thanksgiving or during that weekend, or, you know, as it leads up to the holidays, to spend time reflecting on these questions. And, you know, just a sneak preview of some of the questions. I mean, like Darren said early on, if you just start off and you just reflect on, like, what's one good thing that happened to you this week? It's so easy to lose sight of what's gone good in a really busy week, or when things maybe aren't going well. And so we want to, like, really, again, celebrate the wins. I would highly recommend, and I did this early on in recovery, is find two close friends or three close friends or one close friend and start a gratitude text chain. So every day you're just texting three things you're grateful for. It sets up another layer of accountability, which makes you more likely to follow through on it. And it's a great way to connect with anybody you're looking to connect to. So you can look at that. You can look at the wins of, like, what's improved in your life from, like, this time last year, like celebrating those little wins, what progress, or maybe what's good about today, like what's better about today than yesterday. But we, Darren and I, put together some questions that I think if you spend some intentional time reflecting on, and feel free to share them, that you'll really use this time to stop and pause and take a step back and understand that gratitude really does change the way we see the world. And it turns what we have today into enough. So yeah, no matter what you're going through, there's always something you can be grateful for. And if anything, for the breath that you're taking right now, because we take our breath for granted, but, you know, the breath is the access point to the present moment and the mind-body connection. It's our way back home into our hearts, right? And so like, just taking one breath sometimes can be enough. So yeah, we could talk about this all day long, but I'm going to let Darren wrap us up. And yeah, stay in the practice. I promise you, this practice of gratitude will change the way you see the world.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Donnie. And I feel like with the key with this gratitude process is self-compassion, man. Like, for me, a real life example for me, Sometimes when I do gratitude lists, I'll write down like that I woke up this morning, or that the sunshine coming through my window, and there's a voice in my head that's like, man, this is cheesy, dog. This is corny. Like, what are we doing here? Like, you really think this is going to turn your life around or be something huge? And you have to be gentle with that voice. You got to be welcoming of that voice and be like, okay, like, but recognize, hey, this is new. Like, I'm going to face resistance in anything new that I'm trying to do that is going to turn into something powerful. So I just challenge you to offer yourself compassion in that resistance. When you hear that voice come in, greet it and say, hey, this isn't the place. Like, I allow myself to grow and take baby steps in the beginning of new things that I'm trying to implement in my life. So I hope you guys are able to find some compassion in that, and definitely check those questions out that Donnie was saying. There's some powerful stuff in there. There's some stuff that could really shift your perspective, really have you to sit in silence and figure out the things that could ultimately change your life. So share those questions with people in your life, friends, whoever. Send us what you wrote. Like, we're here with you, and we just want to help see you grow. So check those questions out, because Diane does a great job of always providing questions and documents that are game changers, man. So check those out, and you know, hope you guys have a wonderful holiday. However you celebrate, whoever you celebrate with, you know, it's a time to where, you know, if you want to start practicing your gratitude practice, start right then. Because there's a lot to be thankful for in that moment and every other moment that is to follow in our lives. So we appreciate you guys. We're grateful for y'all for coming and rocking with us still out here 2 years later, doing this show on this mission. And yeah, we appreciate you. Donnie, I love you, man.
Love you, brother. Yeah, man. I forgot to mention, I'm actually doing a meditation challenge, gratitude meditation challenge, that's going to start the Monday after Thanksgiving. So I'm not about doing it during Thanksgiving, because that's easy. So it's like, okay, are you still as grateful as you were on Thursday as you are on Monday? So starting that Monday, I'll be sending out this is all through text, through my texting platform, and I'll share that number in a sec. I don't even know it by heart. But I'll be sending out a gratitude meditation, some type of meditation every single day. It'll be a video meditation, but you can also listen audio. And so this will be a great way to kickstart your gratitude practice. You know, Darren and I are believers, but it's like, it's a practice, and what we practice grows stronger. So all you'll text "stay grateful" to the phone number 48, and we'll try to put that in the show notes too, but hopefully that'll kick you off to a good gratitude practice. But happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And thanks for listening. And if this episode inspired you, please share it, share the love, tag us, post it on Instagram. We'll repost it. We just want to reach as many people as possible and share the love, especially this time of the year. So we're out.
No doubt. We out of here. Love y'all. Peace.
Comeback Stories is a production of Inflection Network and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.